Hey, my friends, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. And today we are talking about when you have no work. The question came through, I have no work. What should I do about it, Greg? So I would like to go back in time and think about when I was freaking out about having no work. And it happened regularly, pretty much all the time, most months. And it was something that I was always thrown by, and I'm sure you guys are thrown by too, when all of a sudden you're busy, on the tools, trying to keep up with the workload. We've got so much on, it's gonna be an epic month or an epic quarter. And then all of a sudden, next week, where's all the work? Why don't I have any work anymore? And that was quite traumatic, especially when it happens over and over and over for years. And for me, at Response, trying to figure out why it just took so long. And it wasn't until you're in a place of like understanding the systems and everything that goes into running a business and how to get consistency that you realize that there's never really an end point, which is consistent workflow, you know, or work always, you know. And there's, you have to understand there's always responsibilities required to be done in a business every single day. But when some things aren't being done, it has a systematic impact on the business down the line. And usually that quiet period that you experience after a really busy period is a result of you being so busy on the tools and your team being so busy if you're bigger and you being management being pulled out in the tools and trying to just deal with the workload that you have, whether this is environmental, whether it's, you know, sometimes there's storms that happen that throw a shitload of work your way. Sometimes just a lot of projects get accepted all at once. So there's all these reasons that would cause just all of a sudden having all of this workload and you're not prepared for it and you don't have the capacity in your delivery space, your tradespeople. And so all of a sudden, all of the energy goes to there. And the management gets distracted where you stop quoting and you stop following up quotes, and because you're not quoting and you're not following up quotes, you don't really care if there's inquiries coming in, you're not chasing emails, you're not answering phone calls as much, and that sort of leads to you not having any work. Does that make sense? That's what I didn't realize was happening. And when you're in the thick of it, you're constantly just trying to be on top of whatever the reactive situation is. Like, oh, we've got so much work. Just go out in the tools and just get it done. Yeah, this rock star, like 40 hour a day days, you know, like way more hours than there are in a day. And somehow we get it done. So that pressure and that distraction from consistency across the board causes the problems. And so what we teach in the academy is how to scale like really sustainably, how to have the systems in place and the awareness around every responsibility that needs to happen every week in the business. That does create a way less fluctuating, you know, way too busy, not busy enough, way too busy, not busy enough. And when you're going from these really high highs and really low lows, you don't really have much of a place where you're feeling in control. And that's why as a business owner, you're either super busy trying to do the work or super busy trying to get the work. And as you get a team, there's more pressure on you trying to get the work because you've got other families to feed. And so, you know, once we understand how to balance this and have systems in place to manage that, then you really flatten that peaks and troughs. And it's a much more controllable, you know, proactively scaling rather than reactively scaling. There's a big difference. And that's how we are getting results of people getting, you know, scaling their businesses to the size that took me 7 years in, you know, 1 year or less. And so, you know, it's just through understanding how to put the energy in the right place and how to create that consistency through developing your team and by hiring the right people. Because another thing I hear all the time is, yeah, tradies are great if they're good at their job. But all the time, you're not going to find tradies that are instantly good at their job. You know, it's all dependent on what sort of training they had as an apprentice, what sort of boss they've had, what sort of, you know, tradies that they were trained by and they've worked with will turn them into the person that they are today, it's your responsibility as a business owner to performance manage them into a place where they perform at their best within the role that you have for them. Which the only time you're really ever going to hire someone that's just a weapon from the start is if they, you know, were trained in a company that was doing what you do. And that's just, it's a low likelihood that you're going to hire someone like that. So, but you can, and they're called unicorns. But when you don't, there's with people with great attitude and great work ethic and fast learners can develop into the people that will be superstars in your company fairly quickly. And that's where processes and systems come in again. And that's what we train at the Academy. So anyway, guys, hope that gives some awareness around why you get to the place of when you have no work. That's what we need to start with. If you don't have any work, what should you do is the question now. So what you should do is work on being more consistent, be more aware of when you're really busy on the tools and not quoting. And, you know, it's going to have a downstream effect where you're going to fall to this freak out place where you have no work at all. And so it's really important that you have that awareness and you start to prioritize your quoting. Quoting equals workflow. Remember that. Consistent quoting will equal consistent workflow. So that will keep the work coming in and flatten the line. The second thing is if you do get to that place where you've got no work, the best thing you can do is leverage your existing customers. Shoot emails out, send text messages, call them. Just reach out to the people that you've done work with before, and you'll be surprised at the amount of work that you can get by just touching base with your clients that have already used you in the past. When it comes to generating new leads, there's a time component, there's an advertising component. Those do take time, and there's a huge amount of skill and systems building that's required, and that's why that part of our course takes 16 weeks. But I think that you can just get work from your existing clients. So if you're in that place where you have no work right now, then go ahead and email all of your clients, start calling them. Calling's going to get you the best relationship building. Think of this as you're building relationships, you're re-nurturing people, and you're re-engaging with your customers. Ask them how their life's been. You don't have to jump into, do you have any work for me? Just be supernatural about just checking in. How are you going? How's life? What's been happening? They will let you know if they've got work. And if you don't come in with the kill for like, give me some work, they will most likely, if they have work, give it to you. If they don't, they're more likely to talk to their friends and keep an ear out for you if you didn't just call them up to see if they had any work for you. So keep the intention as relationship building, not to try and get work. And I think you'll find that you'll start to get a bit of a contagious, friendly vibe happening, which people want to share. Okay, guys, let me know if this is helpful in the chat. And if not, let me know in a message. And I'd love to always talk you through, you know, my experiences. If you've got any questions, shoot me a message. And if you could please leave us a review on Spotify or the podcast platform you're listening to this on, that would be super grateful. And appreciate you guys. Hope you're doing well. See you soon.